As Joyce said, today we'll focus primarily on Form 990, though these days, unlike in 2008 and 2009 when I'd be asked to present at these conferences, I'm seldom asked to present just on the 990 anymore. It's usually 990 plus other forms, other implications, other developments. So today we're talking about 990 and beyond, focusing primarily on 990, but also on some other forms that Form 990 filers may need to file. Well, a quick overview for those of you who may or may not be familiar with the Form 990. It's an information return. It's not a tax return. And one quick trivia question. Does anyone know for what year, what tax year, the first Form 990 was filed for? Anyone want to wager a guess? Earlier. 41, who knew that? Someone read the slide carefully because I put up that slide before I had meant to. So yes, the answer is 1941. And this is what the original Form 990 looked like. It was a two-page form. The first page included a few questions on activities, changes in operations, changes in organization, with a signature block, and the second page was financial data on a single column. You contrast that to today's Form 990, which comes in a package of over 200 pages, the form, schedules, instructions that reflects an increasingly complex set of regulations that govern nonprofit tax-exempt organizations and an increasingly complex sector that the IRS is charged with governing. So it's adapted the IRS Form 990 over the years to accommodate those changes. And